Bibles and turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 10. Fifth book of the Bible, the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Going to read the last verse of chapter 10, and then a verse in chapter 11, and then some things on down in chapter number 11. Deuteronomy chapter number 10, verse number 22. It says, "Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude." Of course, this is Moses speaking to the people of Israel. They have traveled their 40 years or so in the wilderness, and Moses is getting ready to have his life end. And the book of Deuteronomy just gives some historical accounts of what took place there in the promised land and in the history of Israel. Look at verse number 1. "The Lord has done this for you," in chapter 10. "Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments alway." Keep them all the time. The judgments of the Lord, the statutes of God, the commandments of God, the charge that God gave to the nation of Israel, Moses instructs them to keep that before them alway or always. In verses 2 down through 10 or 11, you find that Moses gives them some history of what the Lord has done for them. We're not going to read that for sake of time, but he reminds them of the good things the Lord has done for them from the time they are in the promised land, even when they were in the land of Egypt, and now as they are facing the land before them. And he tells them all the blessings God has done for them. Now look at verse number 7. "But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, whether ye go to possess it, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. For a land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot and as a garden of herbs. But the land whither thou go to possess is a land of hills and valleys and drinking water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. And the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year." We are starting a new year this morning, and I realize that these verses that I just read is talking about a land that we call the land of Israel. It's a land that's in much turmoil today, that we hear the news reports, we hear all the different problems that are taking place, we have speeches made, we have concessions made, but this is a land that God says he's going to look over it from time to time, and that time will be from the beginning of a year to the ending of the year. I put up here, this is really not a part of the message. I just did that this morning in thinking about what I was reading. But what we have here is a map this morning of the original land mass of the nation of Israel. And you'll find it is much different than what we have today in our thought of what Israel is and the little problem that we're having now on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and those areas. But God promised to Israel that he would watch over them from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. You and I this morning, I believe God gives us the same promise as a believer. And we have all the things before us. We have the facilities that God has given us. whereby we can worship the Lord and serve Him. And I believe God will watch over us this year that's ahead of us. There will be struggles. There will be trials. There will be problems. There will be all the things that we have just gone through. But the land of Israel is the promised land of Israel that God gave to them. And you can find it in different places of the Scripture, from the great river that is in Egypt to the great river that we know of as Euphrates and in that area. And God says, this is the boundary. This is the place that is yours. And so God says, I'm going to bless you from year to year and from time to time. And I just wanted to show you that just to give you a frame. And I asked the question, who are the real occupiers? They call Israel the occupation, but who's really occupying the land that God gave to Israel and the struggles that are there before us? But God has promised from year to year, He's going to take care of them. He's going to honor them. He's going to bless them. And we find that the year before us, isn't it amazing how quick a year goes by? We are here standing this morning, and just a little while we'll realize that we're already in Thanksgiving season again, and then we think about Christmas that we've just gotten through, and it'll go through that cycle once again if the Lord doesn't come. And so from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, God has promised not only Israel, but I believe also you and I, He has promised that He will help us and He will be with us from the beginning, that is today, unto the end of this year that is before us. As we face this new year, we look forward to some things with excitement and expectation. We do not know what the year holds. We do not know the future. For the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse number 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what this day will bring. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. We don't know what the next month may bring, and especially this entire year. But we do know that there will be times of joy. There will be times of happiness. We know there will be times of tears. We know there will be times of life and birth, and we know there will be times of death. There are those smiles and frowns. There's the good and the bad. There's everything that comes before us that we have just gone through. We will face it again this year, maybe just in different situations. And you can leave here this morning and you go to your favorite restaurant. If it's a Chinese restaurant, you can open that little cookie and it gives you that slip of paper and gives you your fortune. It doesn't mean a thing. God's in control of all of it. And we can be blessed of the Lord from the beginning of this year unto the very end of that. I realize the verse that I read this morning, those verses are dealing with the land of Israel. And it does not matter what the president does, or does not matter what John Kerry says. God still watches over them from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And this past week has been very detrimental, I believe, to the things of at least our thinking toward Israel. Our country has never turned its back upon the nation of Israel. And what a tragic thing it is to abstain from a vote that would have stopped. And literally, if they go by it, which Israel will not, and I do not think America will either after the 20th of this month, they literally gave back to the Palestinians, which really are not a country. They're just a people. Never have had a country. And but it gives back to their control what we know of as Old Jerusalem. And gives back to them so many things where they were before the 67 war. And it will not, Israel will not accept that resolution. But we literally, as a nation, we thumbed our nose at God's people. And I believe God will judge people that, well, He's told us, if you're friendly, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. If you curse Israel, I'll curse you. And so there's a lot of things going on in our world, but thank God, He knows we are where we are on the first day, and He'll watch over us until the last day. Hindsight is often said to be 20/20. We can look back and say, well, I wish I'd have done this, or I wish I'd have done that, and we all have those things in our life We can think about how maybe we made certain choices and certain decisions that maybe we should not have made, and now we can ask the Lord to help us in this year that's ahead of us not to do the same things and have the same problems. But I thank God we have also the assurance of the Lord that not only is hindsight 2020, but with God, foresight is 2020. He knows everything that's going to take place and controls the things of life. It is a blessed assurance that I know, and I can say I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Thank God there's things, those in our heart, and that in our heart that we can rejoice in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though we do not know what the year may bring forth, there are some things we know for certain. There are some things that we understand that it's going to be the way it is as it always has been. You can know for certain that Satan is still going to fight the child of God. You and I are in a daily conflict. We're in a daily battle every day of our life. And you say, well, I won that battle yesterday. Well, guess what? You've got another battle today. And if you win that battle today, there's another battle coming up maybe this afternoon or tomorrow. We're always in a constant struggle with the devil, and we can be assured that he attacks the child of God. But I'm glad I have an armor that God has told me to put on. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10, put on the whole armor of God. And he lists all the different parts of that armor, and he says that way you can be able to stand against the wiles or the fiery darts of the wicked one that he throws our way, the accusations and the problems that come before us. And we certainly realize that being a Christian and going to heaven is not on a flowery bed of ease, because the devil makes sure that we're going to have a struggle. And I can know for sure that that's going to happen in this year in which I'm living. It's happened last year. If we were to take time and if we would be honest, we could raise our hands and say, here's the battle that I fought, and here's the battle I lost. Here's a battle that came against me, and I didn't do so well. Or maybe here's a battle that I did pretty good, and God helped me, and I trusted the Lord, and I won the battle through His help and His direction. But there are so many battles, so many times, that we are losing because we do not trust the Lord as we should. So I don't know what the future holds other than, number one, I know the devil is going to fight us. He's going to fight the child of God. He's going to fight every Christian. He's going to fight the Christian movement around this world. But then, more importantly than that, and what we must understand, that he's going to fight against me personally. He's going to fight against you. And I could call your names this morning and assure you that the devil is going to put a battle, has a battle plan against your life, against the good things that you desire to do for God. He's going to struggle against you. He's going to fight against you. And you can be assured of that. And we ought not be too shocked when the battle rages. Ought not to be too shocked when the problems arise, because the Lord has told us that time and time again. Man that is born of woman is of a few days, and those days are what? Full of trouble, according to the book of Job. And so every one of us, Brother Gallagher touched on it this morning in Sunday school, we all have problems. We all have struggles. We have things in our life that come against us. The New Testament says we all have those sins that so easily beset us. Isn't it strange how easy some things trouble us? Isn't it strange to you and I that there are sins out there that just bother us and bother us and bother us, and sometimes they come at us like a flood and we succumb to that? There is that sin, those sins that so easily come upon us. But thank God, I know who the Lord is. I know what He takes, how He takes care of us and what He does for us. But the devil, he knows those things, and so therefore he puts them before us. So I can know for certain that Satan will be active against our lives. He's going to fight against you and I in 2017. That doesn't even sound right, does it? 2017. I remember when I was a kid, I'd count up how old I'd be at certain years after 2000. Whew. I got to this one, I said, that's enough. But I'm here now, so that's not enough. We want to live. But the time frame comes before us, and difficulties arise. And as we grow and as we grow older, the problems of life continue on. And we can be sure he's not going to slow down his activity, the devil, against us. You can also know, if you just look around, you'll realize that the world in which we live is deteriorating. And there's really no indication that it's going to correct itself. There's really no indication that it's going to do better. Men's lives and their souls and their loves are going to wax cold and become very, very indifferent. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also that in the last day perilous times shall come." And the perilous times are all around us. Sin escalates and will escalate and will continue until the Lord comes and to receive us unto himself. Sin's going to continue on. I got up this morning, well, before I went to bed last night, I read the headlines there, an attack in Istanbul, Turkey. This morning I get up and find out the latest report is that 35 have been killed and 40 wounded by a terrorist attack. And that was in the new year according to their time. So this new year is really no different than what? The old year. This new year is going to bring on some of the same struggles as 2016 did. 35 dead, 40 wounded in a nightclub that had approximately 600 people there at that particular time. We'll hear that over and over and over again. If it's not that particular statement, it'll be something else. If it's not that tragedy or that type of tragedy, there will be another tragedy. If it's not someone killing someone, then there's a great catastrophe as far as the world is concerned, volcano or floods or storms, whatever it might be. We're going to hear that it continues on. The world and society continually deteriorates. It continually goes down the tube and goes down the drain, because we have decided that we're not going to live and serve God. We just gotten back this week from Pigeon Forge, and we looked at all the devastation there around Gatlinburg, and it's a sad drive to go through some of those areas. And you know, we hear that, we think about that. We heard a lot of firsthand reports of people. We tried to talk to some folks, and you know what? It may not happen there again, but there'll be another tragedy somewhere else. Because our society is not changing. It continually progresses. We can know for certain that the devil's going to wage his war. We can know for certain that he's going to bring forth his devastation to us. He's going to be active. We know for sure that society is going down, and we know for sure that the wages of sin is death. Before this year is over, we will probably, somewhere down the line, make a trip to the funeral home for someone we know. The wages of sin is death. It may be some that we maybe would expect, and it may be some that we would never expect. Death is no respecter of persons. That's why the Bible tells us that we need to make sure we know where we go when we die. That's why we are concerned about folks that are lost. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad I have a message to a society that is deteriorating. I'm glad if I have a message to people that are under attack from the wicked one. I'm glad I have a message that Jesus saves, as that song we sang earlier this morning. And we know for sure that there's going to be folks. Maybe some of this congregation today will not be here next year when we have the new year. I may not be here preaching that New Year's message. We do not know. Time is so sure of past going on, and we are so unsure of being able to travel all that time. We pillow our head at night. We have plans for the next day and the next week and the next month. If I was to ask you this morning, how many of you have plans for tomorrow? Probably a lot of hands would go up. I don't have a whole lot of plans for tomorrow because our plans start Tuesday. School starts back. Try and take a day and just don't do a whole lot. But many people have plans for tomorrow. I've just told you I have plans for Tuesday. But you know, I may not be here for those plans. You may not be here for those plans next week or next month. We have plans for our missions meeting, as I mentioned earlier. Some of us may not be here for those plans. And so we must realize that the wages of sin is death, and that's not going to change. That is one thing I know for sure that'll take place in this year of 2017. But just as we have the struggles and the problems and the difficulties of life, I can know for certain that His grace is sufficient. His grace will carry us through. His grace will help us. His grace will give us strength. His grace will give us a desire to go on. The Lord told Paul after he had prayed unto the Lord time and time and time again to remove that thorn that was in his flesh, God says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And Paul says, "Then most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." God will never put upon us more than we can bear. Whatever comes our way in 2017, God will make it okay. God will handle it for us. And I didn't say without tears. I didn't say without struggles. I didn't say we'd go through it with smiles. But His grace is sufficient to help us through those particular days. And that His grace is always available to us. He never withholds from us. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Lamentations chapter 3. And so we find His mercy, His grace is always available, and we know that tomorrow His mercy will be there just as it is today. And I can know for certain that my needs will be met. Sometimes we think we have needs when really they're just desires and wants. And sometimes those things are not met. But my need, what I really must have, my Lord has promised He will supply. He will give it to us. He will help us. And I can be assured of that. It's no different this year than it was last year. Again, if we were to go around the auditorium this morning and have you to say, "The Lord met this need in my life," and you could particularly put out your need that God did for you. Many of us have those. That God specifically knew what we needed, and we prayed that the Lord would help us, and we know He helped us. It might be a physical need that we have in our health. It might be a spiritual need that we have in our life. It might be a family need. It might be a personal need. Whatever it might be, the need that we have, I'm glad God can make a way available whereby He can supply every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so this morning we can be assured that His mercy, His grace is available, and He will give us and He will help us with every need that we have. He shall supply all of our need. If you read that verse there in Philippians 4:19, it's not the word needs. He will supply our need. It's not just the things. It's not just something we can grab a hold of. But it's the need of our heart. It's the need of our life. It's the need of our soul. And God says, "I can supply every need you have." As we would think about things the Lord did last year, we can think about things of what we might desire for Him to do this year. He can do that. He can supply our every need. You can be also assured that he will bless you for your faithfulness. I had two messages this morning that I was really debating which one to preach. The other one was on faithfulness. If there's a need in our heart, if there's a need in our life that is maybe more abundant than any other, it's for us to realize that we must be found faithful. That word faithful is used the first time, I believe, in the book of Numbers in regard to Moses. God said, I know he is faithful. Can the Lord say the same thing about me? Can the Lord say the same thing about you? I know he is faithful. I know he will do as faithfulness warrants him to do. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You know what that is? He was faithful. I've done those things God desired me to do, and I have fought a good fight. Then he says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to them also that love his appearing. Let me say, our labor is not in vain. Every ounce of labor we give, every dime of a dollar we give, everything that we offer to the Lord, it's not in vain. He's going to abundantly supply. He gives to us according to his mercy and according to his love and his grace toward us. And so everything we do for the Lord, it's not in vain. Now, I've done some things I felt like just was vanity. I've done some things that I just had, there wasn't any use even trying to do that or doing that. It was all in vain. But I'll tell you what, serving the Lord's always never been in vain. He rewards, he gives, and he blesses according to our faithfulness to him. So we can be assured of these things. Can I tell you who's going to do what tomorrow? Can I tell you who's going to be living at the end of this year? Can I tell you what's going to happen between now and December 31 of this year? No, but I can tell you these things are sure because they are found in the Word of God of what the Lord shall do. And we can be sure. Of two last things, I'm going to put them together. We can be assured that the Scriptures are right and they can be trusted. You can be sure whatever this book says, it's right. I don't want to have to agree with some of it maybe. I read it sometimes and say, oh, I don't know about that. But if it's in this book, it's true. And it can be trusted. You can never trust the Word of God to the point that it doesn't do you well. God's Word is so real, so good. And God will help us. The Bible says in Matthew 5, verse 18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle. We say, what in the world is a jot and a tittle? It's a Hebrew marking or a Greek marking. And it's the smallest markings in the Greek language. And so the Lord is saying, no matter how little and insignificant we might think it might be, it's not going to pass away. Forever sure, forever steadfast, forever living. Till heaven and earth pass, not one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it be fulfilled. As is said every New Year's and every end of the year, always the thing on the mind of the child of God is this could be the year the Lord returns. And I'll tell you what, this could be the year. We have no way of knowing, no man knows, not even heaven knows except the Father God. But one of these days, God's going to say, all right, son, it's time to go back. Time to get your bride, bring her home. As you've gone to prepare a place for them, now they can be with you. And one of these days, we're going to hear the sound of the trumpet. We're going to hear the voice of the archangel. We're going to hear the words come up hither. And you know what? We're going to be gathered unto him. forever and forever and forever. This could be the year. Last year I thought would be, and it wasn't. But this year could be, and I have the same hope, have the same desire, have the same anticipation that we did last year, that Jesus is coming. He shall arrive. He that will come shall come. And may God help us this morning to live like we believe He's coming before the day is over. Live every day that that God gives to us, and we believe this could be the day He might come today. May the Lord bless us and understand that He watches over us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. As He did Israel, I believe He does His people in this age in which we live. Let's stand together this morning.